Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Smooth Spirit Radios, my podcast. And let's get it started. Okay, so I wanted to chime in on this Aisha Curry statement. And a lot of people, you know, they get in. It's like split sides between women and men. And I wanted to just bring my little, you know, two cents in it, even though I ain't got two cents to rub, you know, when it comes down to their fortune. But once you put something in the public, it's pretty much open debate for everybody, you know. But my honest, personally, views about what she said, I get where she's coming from. Being a mama of three, and I may not be married, but I can understand being a mama of three, taking care of the house, taking care of, you know, things behind the scenes, making sure things are great, making sure that we are all as one, that when we go into the public eye, it's not no infidelity, it's not no miscommunication, it's not no whatever, whatever, whatever. It can be a hassle, and sometimes you might feel like you're not pretty, you feel me? And having a husband that's a basketball player, you know, that's a big thing. In my opinion, that's a big thing. But it's like once you become a basketball wife, it's like you're at a higher stake. Because you got to make sure you don't say things that will offend another person. You got to make sure that you don't do anything that will damage his reputation. You got to make sure that you stay in your lane and stuff like that. Like, I get that. So when she said that, I could definitely resonate and understand what she was saying. But, dun, 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 I know. But I have to disagree with what she's saying when it comes down to needing validation to see if other men is looking at her, to see if, you know, she still got it. I have to disagree. Tony, why the hell do you disagree? I'm going to tell you. Because when you become married, you signed up for a us contract, a us agreement. So if I'm having your children busting my ass, making sure things is good, I'm depending on my husband. If I feel like I am like the 1 ounce of ugly, wipe away that thought out my head and show me that I'm the most beautifulest woman in the world. And I don't think it should be other men having to validate, you know, you're beautiful. If you're married, because you took away the eyes, you took away the selfishness of yourself and you put it into a us. And also that's a telltale sign that obviously she hasn't spoken to her husband about that. And if she has, he's ignored it. You get what I'm saying? And in the, I watched the Red Table Talk. And I don't know if y'all realize when Jada chimed in, she said, yeah, I felt that way too. I was young and I swear she said she was single too. Do you hear the difference? And I might be wrong. And I'm going to go back and look at it too. But, and I'm going to just write in the comments if I'm wrong. But she was young, singing like, am I cute? Am I God? That is that big ass where I was single, young, and I used to think like that. She was single. You know? She was young. But you don't need no validation from nobody but your husband. You know? Yes, they're pretty much looking. Aisha's a beautiful girl. Everybody knows she's a beautiful, beautiful girl. Beautiful woman. Sorry, not a girl. She's a woman. Beautiful woman. If she feels like she's, you know, not being looked at, that is her husband's job to do. And obviously he's not doing something right to make her feel like that. And when it comes down to other females looking at him, I mean, he is one of the greatest basketball players of this generation right now. Hence, one of the greatest. Women is going to flock to him, you know. Women's going to try to test him because he's put up on a high standard, a high pedestal right now. And it's like, with that, I'm pretty sure he's not looking at it as, oh, I got it. But that's another thing. We are looked at as women that need validation that we're beautiful. And I don't ever want our black females to feel like that, you know? But you're also married. So in my opinion, that should be something that you should be talking to your husband about and not trying to seek it from other men. So that's a red flag to me. It's a telltale sign. Now, yes, I'm single, but that has nothing to do with knowing the difference between being to yourself and also realizing that if you have insecurities, that is your husband's job to do versus me trying to seek other men's approval just to make sure I know I still got it. Because if that's the case, why are you married, you know? I know we've seen the same thing, and that's clear as day. She wants to know if other men are looking. Why are you worrying about if other men are looking? You're married. I'm trying to see if my man is looking. Instead of rolling his eyes at somebody else, I want to make sure my man is looking. I don't give a damn what these other men is looking at. These ain't my men. You get what I'm saying? And it's just like when people say y'all closed-minded, if y'all don't get what she's saying, I guess I'm closed-minded because being married, that is, it just makes you more, you know, efficient of one. Y'all entwined now. So it doesn't matter what other people think. It matters what your husband thinks. And if your husband is telling you you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're gracious, you're just amazing, I don't care what other people think. I don't care. Of course these people won't look at my man. Hell, I look at him. He fine as hell. You know? Like, not man. Like, other women gonna look at my man. Especially if he's famous. You know? That's good. I don't care if other man's not looking at me. But you know what? To each of his own. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, I could get where she's coming from. But I don't agree with what she said. It's just a thin line. It's a thin, thin line. And now, you know, the black community of women is agreeing. And only because half of these people, they agree because they understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, that it shows that we are already looked at as when we feel like we ain't getting something at home, we have to go somewhere else and get that validation. That is bad. And we have to think about it as like this. If a man did this, oh, he just a dog. He ain't ish. He ain't nope. He need to be asking me. He should only be looking at me. He should only be looking validation for me. Why he gotta make sure he know that he cute from other women? Well, that's the same thing. No, it's not. That's depression. That's, you know, she's going through stuff. No, baby. Who said men don't be into depression? Who said men's not insecure within themselves? And I'm only looking at it as a both sides because it is. You have to look at it both sides when something like this. You have to look at it both sides. Because we tend to attack our man if they're looking at another female. But if we're trying to have another man look at us. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not really... I don't agree with it. Especially if you're married. That's the big part of this. You're married. Your husband need to do that. Nobody else. Your husband. But I'm going to cut it short. But tune into The Morning Rush. And also tune into my other episodes on my podcast. I really thank you guys. Please give me some comments. Let me know how you feel about this. And just... give me your truth and opinion about it. All right, guys. Love you.